And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 23rd of November, 2015. It was on this date in the year 534 B.C., a Greek poet from Icaria named Thespis reportedly became the first Western actor to portray a character on stage. Up to that point, Greek theater mostly consisted of choruses singing songs about myths, and Thespis put on a mask and took on the persona of Dionysus, actually pretended to be that person and spoke dialogue from that character's point of view. 1936, on this date, Life magazine began publication, magazine devoted to photojournalism. 1903, on this date, Enrico Caruso made his American debut in Rigoletto at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York City. A boy who grew up in the slums of Naples, his father tried to get him to work in a factory. He ran away from home, supported himself singing at weddings and funerals. There was enormous anticipation about his performance on this night, 1903, in Rigoletto, and he did pretty well. But in the course of that first season at the Met, Caruso began to relax and sang better and better, and audiences started to become very excited, almost hysterical about him. Less than 3 months after his debut at the Met, he began making recordings for the Victor Company, became the first vocal recording star, because his voice had a quality that shone through on a 78 recording, and it helped transform the phonograph from a curiosity into a household item. Caruso, who said his success could be attributed to six things: a big chest, a big mouth, 90% memory, 10% intelligence, lots of hard work, and something in the heart. It's the birthday of Ishmael Bea, born in the town of Matrajong in Sierra Leone, 1980. He was conscripted by the Sierra Leone government to fight in the army when he was 13, a child soldier. And he made his way to America and wrote a book about it, A Long Way Gone, Memoirs of a Boy Soldier, came out in 2007. And it's the birthday of the historian and poet Jennifer Michael Hecht, born Glen Cove, New York, 1965, author of Doubt, A History, and Stay, A History of Suicide and the Philosophies Against It. Here's a poem for today by Joy Sutphen entitled Say It. Say that it is the continuous life you desire, that one day might stretch into the next without a seam, without seeming to move 1 minute away from the past, or that in passing through whatever comes, you keep coming to the faces you love, never leaving them entirely behind. Say that it is simply a wish to waste time forever, lingering with the friends you've gathered together, a gradual illumination traveling the spine, eyes brimming with the moment that is now. Say that it is the impulse of the soul to endure forever. Say it again. Say It, a poem by Joy Sutphen, from Modern Love and Other Myths, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. And by Staples, with technology products, copy and print, shipping, and other solutions for businesses of any size. Learn more at Staples and Staples.com. Staples, make more happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.